They don't give a shit. Houndstown Podcast, Will Burge, Brian Kenny. Clock is outside the building. We are presented by Barstool Sports, powered by Live Mixtapes, and we are live at Shooters on the Water.
We are live and outdoors.
And people can hear us, kind of.
But they do not care.
Once again, they don't care, but they can hear us.
Can you hear us in the back?
We got one table in the back.
There we go.
Two thumbs up, Trey Smith.
Michaela's here from Pink Whitney. But this is all presented by Pink Whitney. This is an awesome little event we got going on here. Apparently, we have to play people in cornhole for Pink Whitney Shotski.
Yeah, but we'll see how that goes.
Well, my question is, what if we win? I want a second Shotski.
I want two Shotskis so I can go down a goddamn mountain on them.
Well, if we have a second Shotski, we can do like backyard hockey games and take shots.
Yeah. I mean, I got a driveway now, so we can play some driveway hockey.
You're in a new house. Should we broadcast live from your driveway?
We can do that. We can work out in the driveway like Terrell Owens.
Do I feel like if I breathe wrong, we get feedback. So
yeah,
I don't know what to do.
I don't think you can move. I think you got to be real, real careful.
I'm sweating. I'm sweating like a whore in church. I believe that's the phrase.
That works.
That is apt.
It's
I don't even
hot.
Sweat.
The mics are
not
hot.
Even, yeah.
The temperature is hot.
The board is hot.
The
feel the
ladies
top of the
board. Are hot.
Yeah. Shout out to Jenna. Is the food already down there? If you eat all that food, you're dead. You're dead to me. We have tons to talk about here. I don't know if we have tons to talk about. We're going to have the guys from Hockey Business. The Hockey Business boys are coming on with us.
They've made the right choice in bringing us here.
I'll be honest. They sent me an email on what they do. I didn't read it. So we're going to ask them about it. I figured it's better off them telling us.
We'll do it live.
We'll do it live. I don't know why I'm so afraid to just let the F-bombs fly. There's not even kids at this one.
There are kids inside, but fuck them.
Yeah, that's rum runners, we were letting them fly.
Yeah.
Well, at that point, I was so angry. I was kind of hoping I ruined someone's childhood.
I had a great time. It was all an absolute clusterfuck, but I had a great time. They had hand-rolled cigars. Expensive drinks that we didn't get reimbursed for.
We didn't get paid to be there, and we didn't get any money off our bills.
We paid them to be there.
We paid them to do a broadcast.
I don't think we call ourselves professionals quite yet.
Little different ball game over here, Rum Runners. I got to tell you, I kind of wanted to choke out Glock at the last event.
Oh, yeah?
I was very angry with him.
Well, do tell.
Well, there is a lesson that you need to learn in this business. And that is, if they tell you they have a sound guy, don't ever help the sound guy. Because if you go help them, they're going to blame you for everything that goes wrong.
Yeah, that's exactly what
happened. And that's why I kept trying to pull you over. I'm like, Clock, it's all right. Just let him do it. Let him do it. And then they brought the big stinky guy in, young Eric Mangini.
Who it was not their employee at all. He was just the guy that was going to follow us and play music.
Yeah. Well, also, he probably paid to be there, too.
Yeah, he probably made some money.
No. He probably paid to be there.
No, I bet you he made some money.
You think he did?
Maybe put out his guitar case, made a couple of like tips or something
He did have a tip bucket. I did not tip him.
I didn't tip shit.
Yeah. Nah.
I tipped on the check that I paid so we could broadcast on.
Yeah.
I went inside and I was like, hey, my co-host, you know, you got a pretty big check out there. Do you mind, friends and family discount? What do you like? I'm thinking like 20% something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
First of all, they pretend like they couldn't look up your check.
Yeah.
And then I was like, but you see mine? He's like, yeah, I see yours. I'm like, all right, we'll just do it on mine. I'll split it with them. And it was like $8.96 off my check.
$8.96? What was that?
We'll give you some free
7%?
French fries.
I think it was like 7% or something. Yeah. It was the acquaintances and enemies discount.
They took away the tax. They took away the sales tax. That's about it.
They said, fuck Uncle
That's
Sam.
7%.
And you. Fuck both of you. Clock, you got a noise complaint today.
I did, yeah.
What time did that happen?
So I was playing music at like 2:30 p.m., getting hyped for Shooters today. I was going to say Rum Runners. Getting hyped for Shooters. I was playing music a little loud, you know, some T-Pain, Drake, mixed with Blink-182.
The classics.
And I got a phone call from downstairs like, hey, we got people trying to work. Can you turn the music off? I'm like, yeah, I got you, I guess. Like,
I would have said no.
Yeah,
I was
trying to work
like,
as well.
I can't play music. I did say, I was like, I can't play music in the afternoon on a Wednesday. They're like, we got a call that it was kind of loud. And she also said that she was in the stairwell and she could hear my music being played.
No way. Your stairwell's nowhere near your place.
I just didn't want to argue. I was like, yeah, I'll turn it off. I'm leaving anyway, whatever.
You're way nicer than me. I would have turned it up and stayed home longer and been late.
Yeah, I would have said, I'm working on my dance moves. This is my job.
I'm a choreographer.
So fuck you.
Yeah. So it was a sticky situation this afternoon. I had to get out of there.
I was trying to figure out which pair of parachute pants I was going to wear tonight. I need to work out all the moves. By the way, I just had a great idea. We absolutely have to get a picture of Clock in the giant chair.
Yeah, that'd be hilarious.
It's like anybody will look big in the chair, but you will look. Maybe look small in the chair, but you look really tiny in the chair.
I mean, you got a whole bunch of strippers live in your building. There's no doubt about that. So I can't imagine that loud music is not an uncommon thing.
And then she brought up something from last month or something. We had people over and stuff, and I was just like, "We live in the flats. Like, you can't expect us to be quiet on a Friday night at 2:30. Like, what? Like, that was her thing." And she's like, "Quiet time started at 11 p.m. on weekends." I'm like, "Really?
What world are you living in, lady?" I've been to your place after hours. It is not quiet time.
Not quiet. No. I mean, I said there's people walking around dapping me up at 2:30. No way we're all quiet.
The action at your building rivals that of clubs around town who stay open illegally. There is all kinds of stuff going on in there.
All night, all weekend. Brutal. Like, summer, winter, whatever. Like, you can't just, do that. I don't know.
You live in stripper town. So yeah.
By the way, and half of those girls probably work right next to you at Christie's.
Yeah.
I'd imagine.
Oh, yeah.
That was what it was. Nobody was working. The strippers were trying to sleep at 2:30.
Yeah.
You were disturbing the sleep.
They just laid down for a long summer's nap.
Yes.
I'm sorry, strippers, for waking you up.
I actually meant to ask you guys a question right out of the gate on this podcast. You ready, Brian?
Yeah.
Hot enough for you? Is it hot enough for you?
Yeah.
Doc, is it hot enough for you?
No.
At this point, I might as well go to the Schwitz because they probably got steak.
I thought that earlier.
I might as well just go there. What am I doing here roasting outside when I could be in a sauna with naked old dudes and steak?
The Schwitz probably has those the fans with the mist, like Cedar Point.
Like Cedar Point? Like you're riding
those
the
Those are awesome.
They probably got those there.
I need those on my back patio now that I think about it. I don't know why I don't have that. Jenna just ordered a pool. It's like we need a chair to lay out in. Right? This is a decision that we made together. Jenna made it.
Obviously.
And we need to purchase a chair to lay out in the backyard. So we purchased a chair that is also a pool. So you just lay in a pool.
It's a chair that is a pool. It's chair not a chair you put in a pool. The chair itself is a pool.
You can put it in a pool also. It's kind of a bathtub-esque, like a recliner bathtub, but you put water in it if you don't have a pool.
Do you get one of those old people chairs that got to sit in the chair in the tub?
With a little door on to get in and out of
you
the
You bought a
walk-in
tub for geriatrics.
Actually, my buddy Brandon, they only have one bathroom in their house, and their tub is one of those geriatric tubs, and they're 30 years old.
Jeez.
Oh, man, that's nice, though.
You can't have a sexy shower with that little door on it.
I bet you could fuck in that tub.
I mean, I feel like...
It's probably extra comfortable. There's a seat. There's everything. I would rather fuck in an old people tub than a regular tub.
Yeah, I would run that.
Yeah.
But... if you fill it up with water and then you accidentally kick open the door, you got a whole bunch of water damage.
Yeah, that's a big problem. That's a big problem. I used to work for a company that sold those, so those are supposed to seal pretty good.
These are the things that you now need to worry about as a homeowner.
Yeah.
And that is that before you were a renter, if you accidentally kicked open the little sex door in the tub, it was fine. Now, no, you got to pay for the damage that comes out.
Yeah, fuck that. I don't want it bleeding through the floor like that episode of Breaking Bad with all the acid in the tub.
Oh, man.
Didn't see it.
Oh, you're fucking up.
My son is almost done with Breaking Bad. I still haven't watched it.
Really? That's one of my favorite shows.
Has he not been raving about it to you?
Yes, nonstop.
Because it's amazing.
I should watch it.
He's about to start slinging now?
I mean, he's smart enough. Mm. He's part Asian, so I feel like he's got the chemistry down.
He's already selling shoes on the internet.
He is selling shoes on the internet.
He's got one foot in that grave.
He's a hustler.
I love it.
I just got to keep on the legal side of everything. And
nice.
Let's get him into crypto. It's a great time to buy.
Right.
By the way, the reason I ask you that is because that is one of the things that bothers me the most when people do that stupid, happy Monday. Hot enough for you? Dickhead, it's 106 out. Yeah, it's plenty hot for me out here. I'm not going to complain about the heat. I made a promise to myself I was not going to complain about the heat this summer. This winter was so terrible, so god-awful. That no matter what happens, I'm not going to complain about it. I was this close today, first hot day.
I never complain about the wintertime because I know that that this bullshit is going to be coming for a couple months. So I enjoy the wintertime as opposed to this.
So you're like one of these hockey guys in there.
I am one with them.
You're a hockey boy in business.
I'm a hockey boy in business. I'm a hockey business boy.
Hockey business. By the way, we'll talk to them later. I want to talk about this Deshaun Watson thing last night. You read the article. Clock, did you get a chance to read the Mark Robinson?
Yeah, I read some of it, yeah.
So there's really no new like details like of things that happened, but it was a deposition leaked of one of the cases that actually got put in front of a grand jury. And, you know, I don't know if it really like – it doesn't make obviously Deshaun Watson look any better or worse, I don't think. It definitely makes the investigator look like a complete dickhead, though. That might be one of the worst detectives.
Yeah, she really did not do herself any favors or the Busby campaign any sort of favors. She was very, very vague. She was very, but like at the same time, resolute in saying things like, you know, him being a professional athlete and a bigger man, no matter what, a woman can't give consent.
That's an insane statement.
That's a real insane statement. There's a lot of gray areas there.
Look. I understand what she was getting at, right? Like, there is situations where a woman does not give consent and feels like she cannot give consent because the person is more powerful, is bigger, is intimidating. But that was not what she was saying. She was saying, if someone has more money than you and is bigger than you, you cannot give consent. Jenna, I'm sorry, I'm going to use an example here. If Justin Timberlake walked in here, she's giving him consent. 100%. She can give consent, and she will give consent. And he's not even a big man. He's a little man.
He is a little man.
But he's got a lot of money.
He does have a lot of money.
You know what I mean?
So he's handsome, and he's talented.
He's a handsome devil.
I would give consent.
He looks kind of chubby. Have you seen Candy yet? Have you watched Candy?
I've eaten Candy.
On Hulu? He looks a little chubby in it, and it makes me feel better about myself. I kind of like it. He's not even chubby. He's just not as hot as usual.
Yeah.
See, I like to watch The Love Guru and feel better about myself because, like, oh, he's not that talented.
The other thing That's she said, well, all right, one of them I know I saw everybody freaking out about today was, you're not innocent until proven guilty in an investigation. And look, I know people don't like that, but that's the way detective work works. It sucks, but that is what it is. You know what I mean? I don't think the way she described it was once again wasn't done very well. Where she's like, if someone accuses you, you have to show me evidence, otherwise you're getting charged. That's really not how it works.
No, it's not. I mean, there's certain power dynamics. Like, if he was her direct, like, if he owned a company and she was an employee of that company, like, no, there's pretty much no situation where she actually can give consent. You just need to, like, leave it alone. You're exposed as a man. But if it's, like, a customer and somebody who owns their own business, no matter if he's saying he wants to support black-owned businesses or not, That power structure isn't the same as if it was like you're a direct, like, you know, W-2 employee of this fucking company. It's not the same. There are gray areas here. You as a detective can't say that it's that black and white. It's pretty ridiculous just about everything she said on the stand.
It was infuriating me reading that deposition.
Yeah, and I'm pretty anti Deshaun Watson, and like I'm like, Jesus Christ.
I wasn't even infuriated for Deshaun Watson. I was infuriated as a person who might be investigated by someone that fucking stupid at some point.
You're a person who might be brought up on charges.
Yeah, I mean, hey, you never know.
As a candidate for charges.
Not those charges, but plenty of other charges, trust me. And then the other thing was where she said he did not ask for oral sex, but she knew that he committed a crime because the woman felt like she had to give him oral sex because that's what he wanted. She could tell that's what he wanted. And quite frankly, if that's like the standard of law, we are all getting brought up on charges as men because every man wants oral sex. There's not even like a does he? He does. That is the answer is yes, he does.
Unless maybe he's had like some bad seafood or something like that. He's not feeling well.
Even then, he's gonna contemplate it. He's gonna contemplate it. He's gonna give it a thought. Think over in his head. But what I want to know is
he's a sociopath. If that's the scenario, he's got to look inside and be like, no. She's better than this. I'm gonna keep her away from what's been going on. I need some private time.
What is a worse pickup line? I want to support black-owned businesses. Want to support black-owned businesses and gesturing down, or mwah.
Oh, man.
Which one's worse?
Number two,
for sure.
Number one's at least sort of progressive. On the surface, at least.
Yeah, exactly.
Number one's supporting something.
Yeah, you're at least disguising it in a progressive initiative. That's good. I don't really have a whole lot else on it. I almost made a video and put it out today on social media, like explaining my thoughts on it. And I just recorded it, and I'm like, this is so fucking stupid. Why am I even talking about this? You know what I mean? Like, the people who believe Deshaun are going to believe, and people who don't. I think Clack is in that very, very small category who has even shifted slightly.
Yeah.
I don't think many people were. You know what I mean?
Shifted slightly, for sure.
I certainly that credit to you
against,
on that.
Not really for. You got moved back neutral.
Yeah. I'd agree.
There's not many even voters in politics like you anymore. This is like the thing doesn't exist.
I don't know. Apparently the last week or so has shifted some things in that arena.
Yeah.
Some. Not a whole bunch, but some.
Yeah. Are we walking the crowd? Hell yeah. Let's go. We got one down. What do we got?
Get out of here.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 8 more to go.
As in what?
I feel like Bill Burr when he was in Philly, counting down his time.
7 minutes left.
7 minutes left. I ain't getting off the stage. By the way, great feedback on the last podcast for many different reasons, but going over the DM, can't even tell you how many people told me how hilarious that was.
Speaking of feedback, this whole speaker system is great.
Not a big deal.
Oh, no.
We're making enough tonight to cover a new laptop, probably.
Lift it up.
Yeah.
It's on the side. Oh, it's dripping. I think we're on, right? Yeah, we're okay.
Yeah, we can probably use a rag or something of that nature. T-shirt.
Should we get a rag?
I believe that it's going to dry in the next 30 seconds of how hot it is out here.
Yeah, I can't keep ice in my drinks.
I'll just hold it over here. I think we're okay. It didn't fry out yet.
Jeez.
What are we at? Time. Look over there and see what time-wise we're at. We might need to give this thing a cool-down on that side, too.
17 minutes and 25 seconds.
Jesus Christ, we're going to be here forever. Thank you, Jenna.
Once again, things are going swimmingly.
A little lower, please. I don't even know what the hell else I want to talk about here.
Sports.
Is it hot enough for you?
That reminds me of an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm where Larry David takes a stance. He's like, I'm done with small talk. I'm skipping to medium talk.
Yeah.
So he goes to a dinner party and he's just asking people, so how's your marriage? That's what we should do.
Let's go around the patio here. At one by one, let's talk about how the current relationship we are in is going. Two down. Boom. 6 more to go. What kind of feedback do we get on the best Cleveland jersey ever on social media today? By the way, follow us, IG Cleveland Barstool, BS_Cleveland on Twitter.
We got a lot of mixed ones, for real.
Do you have a vote on this, Brian, by the way? Best Cleveland sports uniform?
I'm going to go ahead and say the late 70s Cavs jerseys that were kind of... they brought them back as a throwback, the wine and gold. Remember, like, they started out as wine and gold.
The wine and gold ones.
The original wine and gold ones.
The circle logo.
I love the circle logo, yeah. And the gold stripes on the like on the ribs of the jerseys.
Oh, there it goes. Whole thing shut off, so.
It shut off?
Yep. Throw that up there in the sun. Hopefully that dries out.
What a day we've had.
Yeah. Well, we went from making money to not here again, so that's good.
Well, I mean, at this point, we're about 1,500 in the hole with that, so.
Fantastic. Shots, please. Big Woody out here. That's the circle logo one, right? With the little Cavalier guy in the middle and the Cleveland Cavaliers surrounding.
Yeah, they brought him back this year, right?
I think the circle logo was just a new throwback one. Yeah. I think that the original didn't have that.
It was just they had him when LeBron was here, just the yellow with the red and the white stripes around.
They brought him back when LeBron was here, but the original one, I'm going to say, is
like the Austin Carr days.
And then like followed by that, just about everything from the LeBron era. Somebody mentioned it. I got a real soft spot for the black jerseys with the sleeves.
Yeah. The ugliest jerseys ever, but they won the championship.
I do not care.
Yeah. Remember when he ripped the sleeves off it all dramatically?
Yeah.
He's that kind of dude.
Yeah, he is.
He's that kind of dude.
Whatever.
We had some weird shit. We have 1981 Cleveland Force.
I don't even know what that is. That's a softball team?
1960s
Browns. I think the Force was the outdoor hockey.
The outdoor field hockey team?
Yeah, it was a lacrosse team.
Force was like soccer. Wasn't
it? There used to be a Cleveland Nets tennis team. Did you know that?
Who?
Yeah, I did know that. Cleveland Nets tennis.
Really?
Go ahead. Shoot a trivia question at me. You know it. For sure.
Who was the captain?
All right. Wasn't it jersey?
1960s Browns. Early 2000s
Indians. You can't pick any Browns because they all suck.
They all look the same.
They're very ugly, but I like them.
Exactly. We like them, but those can't be your favorite jerseys.
There was a team called the Cleveland Infants that had blue and pink as their colors.
What?
Yes, that was
what kind of sport was
baseball.
That? Baseball?
Yeah, like early turn of the century, the Cleveland Infants.
I love that premise, and I wish they'd bring it back.
Wow.
Yeah, they should have done that instead of the Guardians. Go back to the Infants. Be the weirdest team in all of sports.
All right, what else we got?
Just like the early 2000 Indians, which those are my favorite
those
Indian
are great.
Jerseys, you know?
Those are really good. Let me interject mine here real quick.
Yeah.
It is the, I think early, is it mid-90s? Cleveland Infants for a one-year baseball team in the Players League, short-lived major league that existed only for the 1890 season.
Oh, my
God, Michaela, you're the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
I know. Thank you very much.
We can't do
this. They went 55 and 75.
Yeah, we can.
Oh, we're going to drink our whiskey together?
Not while we're broadcasting. I appreciate it.
What are those going on? What are those big ones?
Those are like from candy. Yeah. She's got candy glasses on there. Anyway, is it mid-90s? Everybody says they're the ugliest. The Splash Cavs jerseys, the one that have the splash of color across the middle of them.
Like Sean Kemp era?
Yeah.
Okay.
Love those. Absolutely my favorite. Or second one is the clean white baby blue stripes with the V-net. Those were fantastic.
Like the light blue?
Yeah. Well, no, the white.
Mark Price?
Yeah. But the white ones with the blue and orange stripes on the side.
Oh, yeah.
Your answers pretty much have to be Cavs or else you're just biased. Like if we're looking at like what actually is most aesthetically pleasing, it's Cavs. Like the top 50 answers
for
are Cavs.
Sure, Cavs.
Well, I don't know. Those red Indians jerseys from like the 80s?
They got ripped so hard
those
for those. People
those
hated those.
Of course this town hated those.
I think the whole world hated them.
People hated the powder blue Chargers jerseys, and those might be the greatest jerseys of all time.
Those are the best
those
jerseys
are
of
great.
All time, for sure.
Exactly. I don't know about
people hated those.
LT. Yes, but like those are great.
All right, can we take these shots now before we go any further? Thank you, Michaela. Shout out to Pink Whitney. It's delicious. By the way, the slushies, my Pink Whitney slushies melted
Michaela.
In about 30 seconds. That became just a giant Pink Whitney shot.
So. Salue.
RIP to my laptop.
Yeah, that's great.
I'm so, fantastic. Like, if I was you right now, I'd be sitting there stewing. I'd be struggling to get through a podcast after my laptop.
I'll show you how to fix
wet.
That because I spill water on my Mac.
It barely got
a bag of rice.
I got to be honest with you. It barely got on the side. I think it was overheating more than it was the moisture.
You got to go to Costco. You got to get one of them Chinese restaurant bags of ice. And you got to just douse it. Just put the
whole thing
in there.
If I brought a Chinese bag of rice home, my son would instantly think I was like racially hazing him in my house. I can't do that.
You'd be sick.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead, Clark.
I was going to say an underrated Tribe jersey is the gray, like late 90s, early 2000s, the gray with the script Cleveland, all lowercase.
Okay.
The one that Robbie Alomar was wearing today.
Oh, yeah.
I like those.
Yeah, I like that too.
Those are gas. Yeah.
That was a short period, right? Because you don't see those very often.
Mm-mm,
no.
It sucks that the Guardians / Indians don't have any of those really awesome. There you go. Like that hat over there in the corner. The blue with the V-net. Hell yeah, right there. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Love that. Absolutely. I like that they're going back to that, too. They're bringing the net back into the logo. You saw that, right?
Yeah.
You didn't like the logo.
I mean, I didn't think it was anything special. I didn't think that it was really that big of a deviation.
Yeah. It's just kind of meshing, like, the last 20 years, I'd say.
It's like, oh, you like, we said we were wine and gold, but it was yellow. Take a look at this. It's gold.
Gold is
gold
back.
Now.
Like, wine
and gold is gold.
The emphasization on the gold is
the
back
gone.
Is... Whatever.
I do think that we should start a softball team and be the Barstool Cleveland Infants, though.
I want to play softball.
Jerseys.
Hell yeah.
I would play softball for sure.
Pink and baby blue.
We would need... The problem is there's only so many of us. I don't know how we'd get... I'm sure maybe some podcast listeners would join the team.
Also, I got to play lefty, so it's going to be a real shit show on this end. I could have been a DH power hitter or a lazy catcher before.
Well, you could just be the coach now.
I guess. I'll be the third base coach. I'm waving everybody home.
You have
I don't care.
To get tossed 25% of the games, though.
I will get tossed 100% of the games.
I love that.
I will make umpires cry. Everybody's been talking about like kids umpires being in a shortage because parents are such dicks.
Yeah, you gotta be nice to
them. I will create that in adult softball. I'll be the meanest, bitchiest, cattiest third base coach that the sport has ever seen.
You're gonna complain from third base? I like
yes.
it.
Oh, yeah.
Cleveland Crunch, They had cool jerseys.
Cleveland Crunch, not hip.
Yeah, Lumberjacks. Cool. I like the Lumberjacks.
Right. The blue Lumberjack with the Lumberjack on it holding the stick, badass. Great jersey.
You didn't like the Beaver, though?
That's what I meant, right? I'm sorry, the Beaver. So
I like the Lumberjack. Like that.
I like the Beaver
the Canadian mountain man type.
I like the Beaver better.
Reminds me of myself.
Those are $25 a piece, sir. You can just Venmo me. No, sorry, just Venmo me. It's all good. Send 100. We'll work it out later.
Take whatever you want. No rules. Nobody cares.
Just start throwing things into the crowd for us.
One of the sleepers, too, Nick said, was the white vest Indians ones with the eye, I believe. Or the did it have the waffle on it?
The cursify, is he talking about? Because I thought that was the worst logo ever.
It was either, I mean, the vest. I don't know if it had the wahoo on it or the eye. Well, I don't remember.
Nick's a coward. He didn't show up here. I don't really care what his opinion is on anything, to be honest.
We didn't care how he smelled.
No, I know. He could not have smelled worse than the guy last week who was trying to help us with the soundboard.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe Eric Mangini.
Yeah.
How about Fancy Man in his blazer?
That guy had to have smelled terrible, but the blazer was probably holding a lot of the scent in, which is a cheat code.
He had a long sleeve shirt on underneath.
A cigar
that.
And then just have that overpower everything.
That's true.
Yeah.
And I did do that.
I got to be honest, I hated you when you were smoking the cigar outside.
That's fine. I enjoyed it. My wife hated me as well. All that mattered in that moment was me.
May or may not, someone, I won't say any names, someone may or may not have sat directly opposite of the cigar roller and challenged him and rolled a blunt while he rolled cigars.
Was that you?
I said we're not saying any names. I said that someone.
Is the name you?
The name is not you. That is for sure.
Is the name Will Burge. Will Bulge.
We also shared today, did you see, where are we at on time? I don't want to, I know DJ Impulse is dying to get up here and play some
27,
music.
7,
will you also
8,
feel the top
9.
Of the unit and make sure it's not, is it really, really hot?
Yeah, it's boiling.
Oh my God, it's smoking.
Fantastic. All right, I'll tell you what, we'll save the Mad Dog fan rankings for the second half of the pod when we have the Hockey Boys in Business.
Hockey Business Boys.
Hockey Business Boys out here. Well, I believe there's somebody who played professional hockey here too, so he is probably going to kick the shit out of me.
All right,
we got to find out who that is. Yeah. We got to find out who that
apparently
is.
This is a nonprofit that gives teeth to former hockey players so they don't look ridiculous in their interviews.
They all are so goddamn handsome in there, by the way. I sat at the bar and I felt like I had to go sit outside. I was like bringing the average of the room down, like
because of the dentures.
It's insane. By the way, we need content out here at Clock. Will you just grab this Pink Whitney hockey stick and just go and start cross-checking people inside?
Yeah.
Anybody with a plate of food?
Go slap shot the mule cup at people.
That thing's taller than you are.
That's
good
form.
Put it up next to you. Is it taller? Oh, my God, it is taller than you. All right. Part 2 of the podcast. Coming back. Hold on. Put it next to you so you can at least get a picture in the video there. Oh, you must be this tall to be on the podcast. Sorry, buddy. You've been removed. All right, we're going to pause
here. Are there any rides that you cannot ride?
Save it for the second.
Adult, have been too fat to fit on certain roller
zero
coasters.
Zero chance that you are able to be on the Top Thrill Dragster.
I was denied many times when I was a child.
We'll talk about that later.
You've been too fat to be on roller coasters?
I've been too fat to fit on multiple roller coasters,
and they
yes.
have to escort you off the other side of the
dude,
line?
Dude, I waited 2.5 hours to get on the Top Thrill Dragster. For the first time I ever rode it, I get in and I can't buckle the fucking thing.
Oh, my God.
And then they, like, in front of everybody go, you have to get off. Please leave.
Damn.
And I had to stand up as people stared at me and were like, I'm going to go down there and get a funnel cake. Fuck all of you.
I do feel like the next time I see it, now that I've heard it from that perspective, I feel like how like crippling that must be for you.
Oh, it wasn't great.
I'm gonna start a slow clap as the fatty gets up. I'm just gonna be like, that'd be awesome.
I wish I would have gotten that. Everybody just stared at me and felt bad for me instead. That's 10 times worse.
Oh, they didn't feel bad for you. They were
if
judging.
Everybody laughed at me, I'd have felt better. If everybody just looked at me like, I am so sorry. I'm like, don't you pity me. I'm fine.
I did this to myself.
I hate this.
There's
yes.
There's a cornhole tournament going on. Four more spots for teams. Thank you, DJ Impulse. VJ Impulse. Thank you. If I give you, I don't know, a sex tape between a giraffe, a stuffed giraffe, he's like a character, and a toy, will you play? Just drop it in the middle of a set one time? You know, Jeffrey the giraffe from Toys R Us? Yeah. So he was laid off, obviously. He had a sex tape on YouTube. Yeah, Drunk Jeffrey had a sex tape, had millions of views.
Jeffrey's fucking.
I can give it to you. I just want you to just like randomly drop it into a set and see if anybody notices and then drop, take it right back out again. I know you do. That's why I'm saying this. Just, but I would like to request it to be in the middle of Sexy Back. Like dead middle of Sexy Back. I will give that to you. My man from Hockey Players of Business. By the way, we'd love to have one of you guys on to represent the organization here in a moment. But yes, the Cornhole Tournament is on. If you'd like to win this Pink Whitney Shotsky, this one right here, all you have to do is win the tournament. The final boss is Brian with one arm.
Nice.
And it's my bad arm.
Actually, it's me and Clock, and then there's a sub throw. We'll each have a celebrity throw where Brian will come in. Because you probably can't do more than two throws.
I think I could possibly do underhand stuff. I don't know. I've never tried it.
Are you still on IR?
You do plenty of underhand stuff.
Are you still on IR?
I'm still on IR.
Talking about
I was trying to do axe throwing.
I was talking
over the
about masturbating.
No, I'm good there. I'm good there. But I mostly just humped the couch. Nobody's paying attention. Nobody. I tried to do axe throwing over the weekend. My buddy has it in his garage.
Why?
Because
why to go pay for it and why have it in your garage?
Because he loves it that much.
Is he licensed?
Do you need a license?
I don't know.
You don't need a license.
It is
to
a
throw
regulation axe throwing arena.
Oh, look at this. Oh, yeah. Wow. Bottle service.
Yo.
Where's our cameraman?
Maple
Not
syrup.
Fucking taking video, I can tell you that much.
That's ideal.
Sam. All right, look at this. Bottle of Pink Whitney. First of all, for those out there who don't know, Ryan Whitney, Spittin' Chiclets, biggest hockey podcast in the world, one of the biggest sports podcasts in the world, presented by Barstool Sports. That's why Hockey Players and Business is here. My man will hold this up for you right there. Look at that. There you go. We're excited to have the boys on. We'll share a cocktail with whoever comes out here. I'm not sure who's going to join us. We got our guest right here. Come on out. Let's go.
Hey,
guest?
Come on. Yeah, they're making their way up.
All right, Clock, we're going to trade
one,
you out
maybe
here.
Maybe two of them.
All right.
We're going to go one at a time because otherwise the feedback's going to... You're going to sit right here, brother. Right down here on the end. Would you like a shot?
A little Pink Whitney shot?
Yeah, let's do a Pink Whitney shot, Rob. Why not? Let's do it. Here we go. Let's pour it up. Brian, you carry the time for a second.
Oh, yeah. So we got Rob McKinley here. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
McKinley, yeah.
This is McKinley, but you got a little extra stank on it. I like that. That's what I'm talking about.
Thank you.
And you're Gardner Service Company.
Yes, sir.
What is Gardner Service Company?
So we're a 250-person strong commercial HVAC company.
Okay.
Northeast Ohio. So, but I'm actually here with Hockey Players in Business. I'm the founder and co-president of Hockey Players in Business. We started about 5-6 years ago and got about 1,000 plus members around the country, 22 chapters.
It's growing like crazy, right?
It's growing like crazy. A lot of hockey players, man. It's a blast. It's a great time. We've given back $150,000 back to the game of hockey and growing. So we're probably giving back 30, 40, 50 grand a year and try and get to 10,000, 50,000 members and make a real impact on growing the game.
So right, it's founded in Cleveland.
Pause for a second. Let's take the shot. Would you like a little mixer in there, or you're just going straight on this bad
straight.
Boy?
Straight
out of like it. Well, there we go. You're a hockey player. You don't need a damn mixer. There we go.
That is warm.
Delicious.
That is
warm.
Room temperature at best.
I think they put it in the microwave before they brought it out.
Yep.
But so it started in Cleveland. How many cities are you in now?
We are in 22 cities.
Holy crap.
No shit.
Yeah.
So I think people don't realize what a hotbed for hockey Northeast Ohio really is, though. Like, I know we don't have an NHL team, which is complete bullshit.
Agreed.
The Blue Jackets should not be down there. We should have the NHL team, but that's maybe a topic for another day. But this is a hotbed. I went to the Ignatius Eds playoff game this year. That was one of the funnest sporting events. Sporting events. I'm not talking about high school. I'm not talking about sporting events I've ever been to in my life. It's a blast.
Oh, yeah, those are two great programs. I was actually on Tim Sullivan. He's a coach of Eds. They got a hockey podcast called the Ohio Hockey Digest. I was actually on it last week.
Oh, there you
go.
So
this is my second podcast in
like a week.
You probably
get paid more than I do.
I don't think so, dude.
My laptop just fried, so I'm pretty sure on this event you
are. I'm 100% volunteer-led, buddy. So I'm just a Canadian kid just trying to get by.
That's awesome.
You're a Canadian kid.
Born and raised in Canada. Grew up in mostly Edmonton and Calgary and been here since I was 17.
So we, this year, I was telling, I forget his name. The gentleman over here, what's his name?
That's Rick McDonald. We call him Mac.
Great man. Mac's a great man. He was here talking to us earlier. And he's like, so you guys talk hockey and what else? And I was like, well, we don't really know hockey all that much. But you know what we did this year? We decided
we tried.
We're going to learn hockey. So as the playoffs got announced, We didn't look at the seeds. We just all picked teams. They gave us all the names. We all picked a team, and we went ride or die for that team. Brian won.
Carolina Hurricanes, baby.
Yeah, the Hurricanes. I had the Flames.
All right.
I knew from playing hockey video games as a kid with Thorin Fleury, which was like...
Oh, Theo Fleury's a man.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why I picked
1994
it.
Sega Genesis.
Damn right. See, that's
exactly
I mean,
if we were going
it.
Back to Sega Genesis days, they weren't in it, but the New Jersey Devils were my team for a while as a small child.
Yeah, Scott Stevens is dummying guys across the red line.
Absolutely.
Isn't it crazy how you remember those names as a kid and now you don't...
Did I not drop that name on this exact podcast?
Yes, you did. Who did Clock have? I forget.
Martin Brodeur as well.
Yeah.
Well, do you remember when Scott Stevens hit Eric Lindros?
I do remember that, actually.
He fell like a bag of potatoes.
Oh yeah, that's like a really famous.
Eric Lindros.
Yeah, okay, I do know that. Yeah.
Had his head down, big time. Yeah.
So what do you guys do exactly? Because we were hypothesizing whether if it was buying new teeth for hockey players, need them to go into business.
That was my guess personally.
Okay. New polo shirts.
Terrible guess.
New polo shirts for hockey guys who need to go into business.
Also terrible guess.
Okay, those are only guesses. So
that was one A and B.
Those are both brutal guesses.
that's kind of what we do in this podcast.
I feel like if you go out of hockey and you're trying to get a job, you need some dentures. I mean, that's a very generalized
statement. Very offensive, personally, to hockey players.
I'm with him. That is offensive.
I mean, come
honestly.
On. No, it's great. We're a nonprofit, 501c3, 100% volunteer led. You know, Max on the board. There's a bunch of board members here. We got a tremendous bunch of chapter directors around the country, and basically it's twofold. We want to help hockey players in business. So you have to have played hockey for a year, any level, super inclusive.
Oh, that's awesome.
We want male, female, you name it, and at any level. And then you have to have a job. Be looking for a job. It's $50 a year. You go to hockeyplayersandbusiness.org to sign up, and we help hockey players grow their professional network by doing quarterly events around the country, each chapter, and then most importantly, give back to the game that we love.
That's awesome, too, because networking is everything in getting a job, right? I mean, you can go on Indeed, you can shoot it, throw a dart, but the chances of getting a job are so damn slim because you're just jumping into a pile of applications. Networking is everything, right? When I worked at, this is going to be the worst, douchiest name drop ever, but I worked at ESPN Cleveland for a while, and they used to have the interns come and interview us. And they said, what's the number one thing that you need to know?
Do you know Sam Pines?
I do know Sam Pines.
Sam's a good man.
That's my man right there. All right, let me say this. When Sam fired me, he told me he didn't want to. That's how good of a man he was.
He's a great dude.
Yeah, he fired me.
But he fired you nonetheless.
Yeah, well, he didn't want to because I sold a shit ton of advertising for them. People like to advertise to me. Anyway, Keith Williams, that's the guy who fired me. He's still a good man, too.
I know Keith, too. But
he's
Sam's,
still a good man, yeah.
Yeah, Sam's a good friend.
Yeah. But anyway, so when I was there, they'd have the interns come up and say, what is the number one thing that you need to learn from this internship? And, you know, they were talking like, oh, you got to learn how to run the board so you can get in radio, or you got to learn this, you got to learn that. And I was like, learn how to network. You're going to be put around so many people that have opportunities for you, and they might not even be an opportunity you ever thought of before. But it could be somebody you had a conversation with one time, just make an impact. Have them remember. If they even remember your name, you won that night. So it's kind of awesome what you guys are doing. That's a huge thing.
Yeah, and if you think about it, well, like people do business with people they like and trust, right? So like you go to a networking event. Like here we got about 40, 45 people here from Hockey Players in Business, and a lot of people don't know each other, but everyone's got something in common. And just seeing the ability of people to help each other, whether it's doing business together or making connections, but more importantly, just having a connection, it's really cool. It's very, very, very fun.
So Shooters, been a great host so far. This has been a great time.
Unreal. Food was great.
Oh, yeah. And it was so hot. It is gorgeous now. Absolutely gorgeous.
It's still not good. It's still too hot. Fuck this.
This is a big, you're a big man.
Yeah.
Dude.
I don't like this.
You got to give your balls a tug. You're soft as 10 ply.
Oh, I like this guy. Clock, you've been replaced.
How are you from Canada coming here and not, look at your face. You are shining.
I'm like branded as shit because I golf like a goddamn PGA Tour pro.
Oh, there you go.
I play a lot of golf.
I work from the living room. I stay in the living room, air
you
conditioning
are pasty.
All day.
That's why you're pasty.
I just got back from Florida. Look at this face. I just got back from Florida.
Hit inside
really?
The whole time.
I'm dead serious.
What did you do? Did you stay in your room?
Nah, we did shit. We just, my wife over there, look at her. She doesn't have a tan either.
You were very red.
We were very diligent red. With that sunscreen. We don't fuck around.
SPF 100.
Skin cancer's a bitch.
50 to 75, yeah.
Give me your number one success story off of. I mean, obviously, besides you guys who've grown, how long you said you've been? 5 years?
Well, five and a half years.
It's crazy to grow to this size that fast. But like, give me a success story that's happened through Hockey Players in Business that this is like the go-to sales pitch.
Dude, well, that's a great question. Thanks for all the prep as I think about this answer.
You need me to kill some time. I got you.
As I delay.
All right, let me kill some time. Who does he look like with the camera? With the camera right here? Coffin Flop. What's his name?
Robinson. Tim Robinson.
Tim Robinson. He looks like Tim Robinson.
Totally true.
Yeah, he looks like Tim Robinson. That's a good thing. It's hilarious.
Darren Flash. We need to get you a more complicated shirt.
I got one.
All right, here we go. I bought enough time. He's in. Let's go.
Yeah, I got one.
We'll edit all that out.
My brain's like a hamster. It just kind of just goes a little slowly until it starts running. And I'm Scottish, hence the red face.
Ah, okay.
But anyway.
Are you drinking scotch?
No.
I am.
I'm drinking. Oh, yeah. That a boy.
Yeah, baby.
That a boy. So when I started Gardner's, a great company, been around since 1962. Great people, great clients.
You started that company in 1962? You look
great. I did
not
start it.
You look great.
I did not. No. The company started.
Are you a vampire?
Jesus. Yes. No. The company started in 1962. It's been around for a long time. Great clients, great people. I joined November 2020, and we wanted to grow our Toledo presence. We're all throughout Northeast Ohio, and I was talking to my good buddy Todd Barnhart, who's the president and CEO of Gardner, and I said, you know, I know a guy, a hockey guy I met through Hockey Players in Business. He runs our Toledo chapter, and we wanted a business development guy, and I called up Eric Douglas, and next thing you know, he's working for Gardner, and he's been killing it. Absolutely killing. That's the most impactful one, Will, for me personally.
Well, that's awesome, though.
Yeah.
It's and our assistant controller is a Hockey Players and Business guy. I mean, it's just and there's lots of great athletes, a lot of great talent. You don't have to play a sport to be great, but the connection's great.
Well, that first of all, it illustrates what you guys are trying to accomplish. Second of all, playing a competitive sport does help.
Yeah.
It does. I mean, it helps in business.
I got a question for you guys.
Sure.
So tell me more about your show.
Oh, I don't even know how to explain it. Well, if you go on to Apple Podcasts, it says sex for your ears. That's the entire description.
That sounds horrifying.
Yeah, well.
It's supposed to be.
Depends on the type of sex
it is.
It's
a horrifying erotic experience.
So we do a little bit of comedy, a little bit of Cleveland sports, a little bit of national. A
lot of Cleveland sports.
Brian here is a stand-up comedian. I'm I did radio, TV.
Local slapdick.
Local slapdick, sure. That's what I'll roll with. Clock right. Down there, his name is Clock, and he's got a Pikachu or whatever that is tattooed on his leg, some kind of Pokemon.
Is that Clock right there?
That's Clock in the white hat, yes. There he is. Good man down there.
That's our guy.
Interesting.
And there's our cameraman, not filming anything, Clock. Which is great. So we are a well-oiled machine here at Barstow Cleveland. Dave Portnoy gave some money, said start some shit up, make it big, and this is what happens with it.
And
so,
instead we just got stoned and just kind of saw what happened, and this is what happened.
You just never know. You never know what could happen. So how often does your podcast drop?
Twice a week.
Yeah, twice a week, and then we're starting to do live events now. We've only been around since end of February,
beginning of March.
The numbers. I mean, you're familiar with Barstow, obviously.
Yeah.
Having that backing is insane. The numbers. I mean, just social media wise, the best way to illustrate it. We started with 600 Twitter followers and 1,100 Instagram followers. The counts they gave us, and we just passed 7,500 Instagram followers and 6,100 Twitter followers, and that was in less than 3 months.
I mean, that's solid work.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, it's easy having the Barstool name, maybe you still got to put some good product out there too. And quite frankly, I don't know if you listen to sports talk radio in town. There's good, there's bad, but it's all out of the same. It feels like we're trying to bring something a little different, a little more fun.
Yeah, I like it. That's awesome, boys.
Yeah. So I don't know what's going on. Were you guys hanging out here all night? I mean, we're hanging out with you now. Just so you know, you're not getting rid of us.
Who's your hockey team?
Yeah,
I'm picking the Avs, boys. I think the Avs are so deep. I mean, you look at Kyle McCarr, number 8 for the Avalanche. I mean, he's reinventing the game of playing defense. He's like the Bobby Orr of 2022. It's unreal.
I dig it. The three-peat is just so unlikely.
I know. I don't want it.
I know, dude.
I don't want it.
You know, when's the last team that won 3 in a row? Do you guys know?
In any sport? Or in
no,
hockey?
In hockey.
I would guess the Boston Bruins at some point.
I have no clue.
I believe it's the Oilers, I think.
Really?
No shit.
Yeah.
Lord knows it ain't the Maple Leafs. One of my best friends, he's a listener. He's a Maple Leafs fan, so I like to laugh at him.
Yeah, 3 in a row is tough to do.
Did you grow? You didn't grow up a Colorado fan, obviously.
No. I grew up in mostly Edmonton and Calgary.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're an Oilers fan?
Oilers fan, yeah.
You adopted Cleveland teams for the rest of the sports?
I have, yeah. Big Browns guy.
Love it.
Not a big baseball guy. Too slow for my preference.
Oh, you're killing me.
It is a little slow.
It's just like, Jesus Christ. I mean, I could read a goddamn book by the time everyone pitches.
That's the beauty of baseball.
No,
you can read a book and watch an entire game at the same time.
That's not sports.
Listen, Brian, this is going to be very controversial, but I don't think you got to be an athlete to play baseball. I'm just telling you right now. Other than hit a 95 mile an hour fastball.
You tell me Bartolo Colon is not an athlete? That man is peak of male athleticism.
Oh, my Lord.
I think hitting a 95 mile per hour fastball might be the most difficult thing to do in sports.
I agree with that. But what else is hard about it?
Go take a look at it at a throw from right field to third base. That is some shit right there.
I got to completely disagree with you on all this, but I'm going to take your side. And yeah, fuck you, Brian.
I'll take baseball that. Fuck me.
Baseball players aren't athletes. Right.
I've been in this debate with many buddies of mine. Some guys that play pro baseball strongly disagree, but I respect your opinion.
You're watching it wrong. What you got to do is you got to have a top TV with baseball on mute, and then you got a bottom TV with just about anything else you want to do or watch.
It is great background.
It is fantastic background. And you take in a baseball game, you could do a whole myriad of other things while you're taking in a baseball game, and you miss nothing.
Well, if we're talking top athletes in any sport, people always say NBA, and I always say NBA or NHL. Those are the two. I mean, obviously soccer players as well, but I don't think soccer players have the size or strength to compete. NBA athletes are freakishly athletic, obviously, but you get the craziest combination of those guys in the NHL.
Is this just a tray of bruschetta?
Are we just
being fed a tray of bruschetta?
I'd like to see once in a while a guy just go, nope, not going out with line change. I'm staying in. Does that happen? I ain't fucking leaving.
That's a power move right there.
I'm staying on the fucking ice.
It has happened before. It's very rare and highly, highly discouraged.
I was going to say, you seem like a more obedient bunch.
Yeah, it's not so much that. It's the thing that's great about hockey is, and all the sports are great. I played all of them growing up. The thing that's great about hockey, though, is the locker room is it's all about we, not me.
Yeah,
it's not an I sport. It's a team sport. And I don't know, for my money, and there's a lot of great sports. I mean, lacrosse is great, too.
Yeah.
Football is great. Soccer is great. Baseball is great. Basketball is great. You name it. But if you were to line up 12 of the best hockey players against 12 of the best basketball players against 12 of the best football players, and you did a 10-sport decathlete, it'd be very interesting to see who'd win.
It would come down to NBA players and NHL players.
At first, I thought you said weed, not me. And I'm like, that's a sport I can get down with. That's a sport I can definitely get down with.
I would like to throw this hypothetical, because the way you were starting to broach it, I thought maybe you knew the hypothetical we proposed before. Do you remember we did this? If you took 100 NHL players and 100 NBA players and 100 NFL players and armed them all with swords, who would win that battle? I think we came on NHL.
I took NHL because they've been training with blunt instruments the entire time.
But it would be tough because NBA players have really long reach. So with a sword, it's tough to get close to them.
There's a significant size advantage.
Yeah,
you
seriously.
Get over.
Right? This is a tough one.
But the foot speed's probably equivalent. Hockey players are meaner.
Yeah, exactly.
I think
Draymond Green pretends like he's mean.
I think
it's
a toss-up. You ever see Anchorman?
Yeah, oh yeah. That was kind of, it was
kind of
the
like
idea.
That kind of fight.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but I feel like there's a lot more inner city football players than basketball players, and that can breed some meanness.
I think so, too.
I think that can breed some meanness as opposed to hockey. But you got to have money to play hockey.
What's going on, Mac?
Oh, it depends. Listen,
don't you think he's such a kind Canadian? Aren't Canadians so pleasant?
Canadians are so kind.
That's the whole country.
Eh? The whole country, eh?
I told Brian to give his balls a tug already twice.
So you're clearly a Letterkenny fan. That was actually going to be my next question. Big fan over here.
Dude,
as well.
It's so good, eh?
I love it.
It's unreal.
I love it.
I saw Letterkenny live at the Ancora here.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah,
what is Letterkenny?
Dude,
I don't know what that is. I have no idea.
Give your balls a tug.
don't you jock his style.
It's from the show.
It's from the show. It's
what is it?
Show.
I don't know what that means.
It's a Canadian show. It's very well written. A lot of wordplay. Yeah, very funny.
Jared Kiso. It's the number one comedy in Canada.
It's on Hulu.
On Hulu. It's unreal, dude. And then there's have you seen?
That makes sense. We just got Hulu recently.
You seen the spinoff Shoresy?
Shoresy? Not quite yet. I hated the character of Shoresy on the show.
Really?
But I've been told that it's great on the actual standalone show.
The writing is incredible.
I'm in. I'll get to that at some point. Yeah, I gotta polish off Obi-Wan at some point.
There's some great lines. It's unreal.
No, you guys just keep going. I must be over here fucking myself. How about that? Or tugging on my balls.
We fully support you standing over there fucking yourself. So you do that. We'll talk about TV.
I'm like a TV buff. I can't believe I even heard of that.
Canadian
show.
TV is fantastic. There's a Kids in the Hall reboot recently.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I love Kids
Schitt's
in the Hall.
Schitt's Creek is really the epitome of it. That's the mountaintop as far as Canadian
very, very
television. Trailer Park Boys, always a big
great
fan.
Show. Very solid, greasy.
Always a big fan.
All right, so how can people get more information on business players in hockey or hockey players in business? Maybe, actually, you should do an event each year, business players in hockey, and you put a bunch of guys on the ice who have never played hockey.
And
before.
We just change it around. Yeah,
and
that.
You just cross-check the shit out of
kind
them.
Kind of flip it on his head.
Basically, if they can't stop you from cross-checking, then they have to give you a job.
They have to join. Yeah.
My feet are too fat for skates, so
that's fair.
I don't think I could do it.
Yeah, it's people just go to www.hockeyplayersinbusiness.org.
That is a mouthful right there.
Hockeyplayersinbusiness.org, HBIB.
HBIB. And that's what you are on Twitter, I believe, right? HBIB?
Correct, yep.
Yeah, there you go. Congratulations on all the success of the organization. It's awesome. When they were telling me about it, you guys sent me the email, I pulled it up, and it's everywhere, man. It's awesome. It's very cool. I
appreciate that. Well, it's a team game. We got a great board. We got a lot of great people, getting involved. And, again, it's 100% volunteer-led. So we're just trying to give back to the kids, give back to the adults that won't play hockey that they can't, and make a difference in the game and make it inclusive for everybody.
The greatest tradition in sports, the handshake after you guys beat the shit out of each other for an entire series.
That's the second best.
What's the best?
The Masters.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought he was going to be doing coke off the Stanley Cup.
You can't say that on the pod.
I didn't know that was a tradition.
It is.
It's a tradition like any other.
Yeah.
I drank out of the Monsters one. Whatever that was, on the Calder Cup?
That's the Calder Cup.
Yeah, I drank out of that. I got passed around one time. I don't know what bar we were at. We were in there, and some Monsters guys walked in if they wanted, and they just started passing that bad boy around. We were drinking out. It was awesome.
Great dudes. That was a great team.
It was a great team.
Yeah. A hell of a year. 2016, baby.
Oh, yeah. The Cleveland was rocking that year, man. It was fantastic. You probably have a bunch of those guys moved up in the NHL, but are they getting associated with what you guys do right now?
Yeah, a handful of guys do, yeah.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Very, very cool.
Awesome.
Great to meet you, man. Thank you very much, Rob.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, boys.
Yeah,
you guys do a great job.
Thank you.
I'll be tuning in.
All right. Thank you so much. We gained a subscriber. Hey, just make sure you give us 5 stars because some guy keeps giving us 1 star. It's a dickhead. I don't know who he is.
That's a dick.
He just keeps giving us 1 stars over and over.
A spurned lover, if you will.
All right, Clock, you come on up back up here, buddy. You got big shoes to fill now.
Tiny feet, big shoes.
That guy.
Hey, I wear an 11.
That is a pretty good size shoe.
He definitely stuffs the end of it with tissue paper.
High key. Damn, I'm right in the sun now.
Yeah, you are right in the sun.
Yeah, buddy.
That's why his face was so red.
Nah, he was just nervous.
No, shout out to them. That was pretty awesome.
That was a good time.
It was.
I do love the letter, Kenny. You should watch that show.
I've never even heard of it.
It is very funny.
What is it
very,
about?
Very popular.
Like a Schitt's Creek type show?
It's no Schitt's Creek. Schitt's Creek is of the highest caliber in television. I'm a big, big fan.
Jenna, that's the show that we watched, right? She's not paying attention. She don't give a fuck about this show.
Nobody's paying attention. Look at this entire crowd. Look at them enjoying the conversation.
If anyone's paying attention, flick me off right now. You get a t-shirt.
Oh, there we go.
Anybody out there?
She got one over there.
There we go. There's one. She got a t-shirt. There you go, another t-shirt. 2 t-shirts, 3 of them. 3 t-shirts getting handed out.
Should I give it to the bros?
Sam, since you're not fucking recording anything, you want to grab a couple t-shirts, hand those out for us? Thanks, buddy.
Sam's shirt is way too cool to do work.
He brought a cool shirt today and was like, I don't need to do shit.
I agree with him. He doesn't need to do shit.
My dad was in... I actually probably should talk about this. My dad was in town this weekend.
You did mention that to us.
He listens to the pod, so I won't talk about how unbelievably exhausting he is when he is in town. No, I love him, but he is exhausting. But he did say something funny. He was like, when you guys do that podcast, by the way, he's one of our YouTube viewers, which is great.
There we go.
If you're out there, don't just flick us off. Actually, go subscribe to us on YouTube. He was like, do you guys write any of that? Because it's very funny. And I was like, nope.
No shit.
I'm like, half the time, I don't even send out the pod topics.
No.
Wing it.
Improv, baby.
That's what I said. It's very much like your enthusiasm. It's improv without being fucking dorks.
Or funny.
Or funny. Or the inherent talent that comes along with being an improv. Yeah.
Everybody fuck off.
Yeah. Mac, you're a good man. I don't care what they were saying about you. They were talking a lot of shit about you, dude.
We said nice things.
Oh, there we go.
That's my guy.
You do look like it. Look at those forearms. You could throw a haymaker.
There we go. He's got longshoreman forearms.
Yeah, he does.
Like a stevedore.
Old man's strength. I like it. Not that you're old, because you look great, but I'm right behind you, brother. Right behind you. 46.
38.
You do look really good. I'd fuck you.
He would. Yeah. He would.
I'm into you.
I've seen him do worse.
What time are you off?
I'm into you. Oh, see, look at Sam picking up the camera. Awesome. What were we going to talk about?
My God.
I forgot there was something. Oh, Mike Mad Dog Russo was on, I don't know, whatever that shit show is on ESPN that everybody watches and I hate.
First
Stephen fuck. A. Smith. And he ranked Cleveland as the number one fan base in all of sports, which I think goes without saying. Are you going to deny that? I actually, here's the thing. I have to say a lot of things that are very pro-Cleveland because that's the brand.
Yeah.
I am very tough on this town, these people, our teams, our fans. Jenna knows that. When I'm at home, there's a lot of me reading the riot act to the wall as I get angry about things. I do believe Cleveland fans are the best sports fans there are. Not the most intelligent sports fans, but they are the best sports fans.
Not intelligent at all.
This is a terrible baseball town. This is a lukewarm basketball town. This is like, if you're just going to strictly talk Browns fans, fine. But Cleveland as an entire sports town, like I several years ago, I would have fought until I lost my fucking breath, until I asphyxiated myself from saying words that Cleveland was
Please
the best
do.
Fan base. No, this is the one of the worst baseball towns out there. This is
a bad baseball
This
town.
Is a fair to mid basketball town.
No,
this
no, that's actually not true.
Football.
Yeah, I don't agree with
yeah,
the
that's
Cavs,
not true.
Shit.
Actually, and some of it is still residual from LeBron was here, but they still maintained middle of the road attendance even through the terrible fucking
yeah.
years.
They had to pretty much give tickets away.
Still, people went though. You can't
sort
get people
of?
To go there. Yeah, I think that's bias of just being here and looking on TV the games you see people where it's packed out. This actually is a pretty good basketball town, and maybe it's just, like I said, residual from LeBron being here, still carry over season tickets. You know, companies still have them. People still like it because it was so big just a couple years ago. As of right now, this is a very good – this is a
– Very
this is
good?
A, this is a
– I think it's very
above
good.
Average to good basketball town. Yes.
Wow. I would not play, say the
That
same.
Playing game we had was as intense as, you know, a first round with LeBron.
Yeah, but that's a big game. You got to look at fucking – you got to look at March games. You got to look at Wednesday in March.
They were still out there, though, I would say.
Those shirts fit, ladies? Those shirts fit? I gotta give them back. Sorry, that was all for
Try them on right now.
We don't have a lot of those.
All right, whatever.
We need those back.
Take a picture. Give
all right,
them back.
So where would you place Cleveland? All right, I actually say so. If you're gonna go to another town, I do think I hate them, but I think Boston fans are right there at the top. Philly fans are right there. I went Cleveland, Boston, Philly, Chicago, New York was my top five. I do think Cleveland belongs in that discussion.
They do. We do belong in the discussion. There is one more city that's going to be very unpopular.
Jacksonville. Orlando.
Yeah, you said a smooth
San
six.
Diego.
No, it's going to be one that we really, really
Oklahoma
hate.
Oklahoma City. Pittsburgh?
There's a city where I saw
God
people
damn it, that is a
wearing
good job.
Safety jerseys. People wearing like non-position player jerseys.
Hold on, no one goes Ooh. To the Pirate games, so you're going to give them credit for being great fans, and no one goes to the Pirate games, and that's the most beautiful ballpark in America. Everyone says it.
I've been there,
and no
Their
one goes to those games.
Is just about where ours is
for baseball.
Yes,
but they have a tiny little stadium too.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah,
doesn't matter. They're about where we are. They're not as good as us. I will not say that.
What a turn of events that Brian is a Pittsburgh supporter.
You go fuck yourself.
What's under that shirt?
You go fuck yourself.
Fuck. Look at me. Don't look at him. This is insane. I never thought this would happen. What
it's
a turn
making
of
me
events.
Nervous. He's about to flip this table.
I know.
I am
He's
about to
gonna
flip
go,
this table.
It's
if
gonna
you
be
keep
like
calling
when,
me a Pittsburgh supporter, I'm going to flip this
Hulk
table.
Hulk Hogan turned, what did he go? He went heel.
NWO, bitch.
He went NWO. Is this what you're doing to us?
I'm going
to
spray NWO on your back for life. For life.
You're going to put Pittsburgh on my back for life because apparently you're a Pittsburgh fan.
You son of a bitch.
Pittsburgh is
How
not
dare
top
you.
Five.
Wow,
How
unreal.
Dare you? I went to school in Pennsylvania.
It actually really probably is top five. And I
know the Pittsburgh people.
Yeah.
I didn't even
I hate them very much.
I didn't even purposely leave them off. I kind of just forgot about Pittsburgh when I made my list.
I didn't even think about them, yeah.
They are very well informed. When it comes to actually being well informed about their sport, unfortunately, the Pittsburgh inbred dickholes that do not like minorities are very dedicated fans.
They don't enjoy dentistry.
And not hockey, they're top notch.
Yeah, they don't enjoy dentistry. They don't enjoy higher education.
No.
They don't enjoy sex outside of the family tree. But they are very, very good, very good sports fans. I will have to give you that. All right, so you think Cleveland falls out of the top five and you put Pittsburgh in
no.
there? Oh, that's
no, 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 no.
That's crazy.
No,
that's
no,
what
no.
the fuck, bro?
No.
That's pretty
no,
crazy.
I did not say
I think
that.
We should make a graphic tomorrow.
Number one is
Brian
tough.
Kennedy's
we should put all three of our top five.
Maybe we should.
And Brian's going to have Cleveland
outside
seven
of the top
shit.
Five. Jacksonville ahead of us.
I'm mad at us for not liking baseball
actually,
more.
London's
I am mad
them.
At us.
Wow.
London.
Last night was a glorious win, and this city does not appreciate the beautiful Guardian play that we're seeing right now.
We are every single year top three in regional TV viewership. I don't think it's a good baseball town, but I don't think it's as bad as everybody wants to make it out to be either. It is not a diehard baseball town, but people do like their baseball here.
Listen to sports talk radio. Like in the
That's not a fair barometer. I worked in it. No, don't even go down that road.
In the throes of a playoff race, if there's a trade rumor for the Browns, that dominates the airwaves.
Yes, because this is a football town.
By far.
Yes, and sports talk radio judges viewer engagement based upon callers. Callers are crazy. Crazy people like football. It's a very simple equation.
You living in this city, do you feel as if just kind of talking to people around you that this is a solid baseball town?
I told you I think it's an average. So if I said basketball were average to good, above average to good, I'd say baseball we are average to slightly below average.
I mean, I'd say as a country, baseball's went downhill. I mean, there's still a lot of empty seats at Yankee Stadium.
Why did Biden kill baseball?
You know, I mean, baseball as a whole is downhill anyway. So I mean,
agreed on
that.
We've talked about that before, but not everywhere. I mean, look at St. Louis. St. Louis is a long form podcast.
That's all I got.
Let's go ringer and do 3 hours on why baseball is not what it used to be.
I would gladly do that.
DJ Impulse is so happy he doesn't have to DJ right now.
Where's he at?
Look at his phone in the corner.
Where's he even at?
He's over in the corner underneath the overhang. Anything else we're going to talk about? By the way, you didn't give us your top sports. Who's the top fan base then? Begrudgingly, I would say if you're going to make me take Cleveland out of that spot, and then when you shove the baseball thing down my throat, maybe they're not one. But I still think they're one or two, but Boston's the other one, unfortunately.
I wouldn't put Detroit top five.
I wouldn't either, and I actually would move, I'd move New York out, and I would put Pittsburgh in now that we kind of talked about that.
One city he left out was Los Angeles. We leaving that out too?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Yeah. Not a question about them being a sports town or not.
Tampa Bay?
Tampa Bay's an embarrassment. Minneapolis isn't terrible.
Minneapolis is a good one for real.
Chicago's pretty damn good.
Very good.
Chicago, Philadelphia,
Philly is,
Cleveland.
To me, honestly, Philly might be the sneaky number one if you're not going to be able
Philly's,
to.
Philly's
bro,
solid.
They are insane about their sports. Never
they're insane
stadium.
About
they're
everything,
angry.
Though. There's no difference between the way that they feel about that and fucking whatever music they listen to. Like, there's
your
no
92
difference.
Corsica driving down the street.
They're absolute maniacs about
rusted
everything
out
in
the
life.
Wheel wells.
Meek Mill and shit.
Yeah, Meek Mill.
Meek Mill sucks.
All right, give me your number one. Why are you dodging the question?
Cleveland's number one. Suck it.
Who?
I'm gonna stay with Cleveland. Fine.
Cleveland.
Wow.
I'll
no, that's Cleveland. Not what the graphic's gonna say tomorrow. Sam, what else do you want to talk about?
Talk about that win last night. Guardies win, baby.
We're not turning this into a Guardians postgame show.
Should be a Guardians postgame show. They had the runner on third and that little bunt down the third base line and Hedges couldn't field it. Comes up with
that's
it at the
boy.
Very last second.
It's your boy.
Oh, my
and
boy.
The Rockies run bases
my boy
like a little league team.
Emmanuel Clase should be an all-star at this point.
I agree.
Emmanuel
top three
Clase
closer
has reestablished his dominance. Him, Austin Hedges.
Jesus Christ.
Trevor Stephan.
Now him.
Will they please DFA Austin
him,
Hedges?
Him, Eli Morgan, and Henches should be our death lineup. Our 7-8-9.
Good talk. Anything else?
Nah, not really.
Where you perform at? Tell the people out here, by the way, if you want more of this unbelievable hilarity, where can they find you at?
I'll be at Hilarities on Sunday. I'll be at Hilarities next weekend. Not this coming one, the following one, and then Hilarities again July 7th through the 9th.
Clock, where can they follow you?
Tinted Clock everywhere.
We have brand new merch dropping. It's actually live already.
Is it?
It's live. I don't want to tell
no
anybody
shit.
Yet. Should we push it tomorrow or should we wait till next week?
Barstoolstore.com.
Go to Barstool Merch, look up Cleveland, you get a sneak peek. This shit is clean. No joke. Should we push it tomorrow?
Very, very nice.
Tomorrow or wait till next week?
Tomorrow. For the weekend.
If the Guardians have 3-game losing streak, we're fucked. We'll push it tomorrow.
Let's do it.
Thank you guys very much. I know you guys thoroughly enjoyed yourself. Did that young lady get a shirt over there? Did you get her one in the corner? Yeah, thanks,
so
Sam.
Much feedback.
Racist. And that's it. DJ Impulse, come and drop that beat.